USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to a very good meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Can we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking loud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
The president talking to governors at the White House on Monday. The president also expresses optimism about ongoing trade talks with China.
We're going to have a signing summit, which is even better. So hopefully we can get that completed, but we're getting very, very close.
Vice President Pence is meeting with Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido today. That meeting is taking place in Colombia. Meanwhile, troops loyal to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro block convoys of U.S. humanitarian aid from crossing into Venezuela. And Prime Minister Theresa May announced UK lawmakers will have a fresh vote on a Brexit deal by March 12th. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
R. Kelly remains behind bars in a Cook County, Illinois jail after being indicted on 10 counts of aggravated sexual assault against 4 victims. Kelly's lawyers say he's being held in a private cell and that he plans to post bond on Monday. Kelly's bond was set at $1 million on Saturday. Americans are only saving 6% of their disposable income, the lowest level since the U.S. financial crisis of 2008. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
This is America Saves Week, as many people feel putting money aside is difficult. George Barani is director of America Saves.
By over 40% of Americans who cannot access $400 in case of an emergency without going into debt.
Those in higher income levels feel it too.
Even a quarter of those people earning over $100,000 a year feel they don't make enough to save on a regular basis.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
4 tornadoes were reported in Mississippi with one person being killed. Tishomingo County, Mississippi Fire Coordinator Ricky Cummings says his area was hit hard over the weekend.
We got about 9 houses with structural damage to them. One trailer that is destroyed had a tree through it. Most of the houses, shingles are off of them. We do have one house that the whole roof is gone.
Meanwhile, Tennessee has been dealing with flooding rain from that same storm. This Nashville resident says,
you can't control it. A fire you can put out, but water, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to keep coming.
The Motion Picture Association of America gave an upcoming movie about abortion an R rating, citing some disturbing images. But the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R-rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
we were hoping for it, I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater, mm-hmm. because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent, as young as 13, but they can't go see this movie without parental consent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.